Ladies and gentlemen, this is President Donald Trump. Let's make the Hoolies great again. WSBC, thus is the Hoolies Hooli.
What's up?
Welcome to the show. I'm happy to be here. It's Saturday night.
Yeah, me too, man.
The White Sox are on fire. The Cubs are hot.
Yeah.
The Bulls are...
Oh, yeah, we forgot about them. Yeah, they're done. Yeah,
Trump looks like it's going to be him.
Trump is
want to thank him at the top of the program.
He's as orange as ever.
Donald.
Looking good.
Looking good, huh? You're optimistic.
Hey, you know, that's what's going through his head.
It's looking good. It's looking good.
Actually, he probably says tremendous.
Tremendous is a Trump word?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting now to see how, I mean, the media hates him already.
Yeah.
But no, they don't. They love him.
Well, I know they love him
because
all the
stories he gets. They give him so much
time. But it's...
They love to hate him.
I know. Yeah, but well, so, it's already coming out that... He's the biggest sexist piggest, you know.
He's the sexist piggest.
Yeah, of all time.
Yeah, he's the worst person of all time.
He is.
Yeah, that's why he's the Republican nominee for president.
He's the devil reincarnated. I think that's the way that they're looking at it. They're thinking, well, if Hillary gets the nomination, which it looks like she's going to get, even though Bernie Sanders
they
won,
call her
Indiana,
the devil too. So,
well, that's the funny part about it. It's like, let's try now. It's going to be man versus female. That's going to be it.
It's going to be
the battle
high school.
Of the sexes.
It's going to be junior year in high school.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's going to be hilarious.
The emergence of Trump reminds me of like the same sort of emergence that like a very hard nosed like we had an eighth grade football coach. Remember Coach Les Severin?
Of course. Yep. Yeah.
And he would always go hard, hard. You know, when you were running your sprints and he would go, assume the position if you goofed up and you'd have to bend your ankles and he'd kick you in the butt as hard as he could.
Yeah.
You had pads on, mind you.
Yeah. But he was like an intense old school like football coach. And I remember my Aunt Mary, I had a cousin, Bill McCluskey.
Yeah.
I still have a cousin, Bill McCluskey.
Yeah, he lives out in San Francisco.
Shout out to you, Bill.
Works in the fintech space, right? Is he involved in that?
No, he works for Mozilla. Okay. But he knew computers from a very young age.
Yeah, smart kid.
And he wasn't. He wasn't cut out for football
or
soccer or anything like that.
Yeah, no.
Sure.
And my Aunt Mary and Uncle John had a very sort of Oak Park granola kind of lefty sort of spirit to them. And I remember I said, yeah, my eighth grade football coach, Les Everett, you know? And they were like, oh, my God.
He's an animal.
Apparently, their first exposure was Les Everett was coaching like a soccer game.
Yes,
and my cousin
in
Billy,
the Oak Park Youth Leagues.
Yeah, who was not a not an athlete at all by any means.
No.
I was out there, and Les Everett was like, "Ah!" You know, like, screaming at him and like yelling at kids, and like, if you don't like it, get off the field.
To like an 11-year-old.
Yeah, and that's kind of like the same sort of way that I think that hipsters and like the very far left view Trump, you know.
It is.
He's like an abrasive high school football coach who's coming through here and he's like, you don't like it, go home.
He's the bully.
You don't have to play.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? And some people are, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid.
And Bernie was like the nice like science teacher who everyone loved, you know? He's like, I'm Bernie Sanders, chemistry.
Why is he a science teacher?
Because he's crazy looking, you know?
Because he's crazy?
He like, yeah,
he's disheveled.
He looks like he should be walking down the hall with, like, loose files in his hand, just falling over.
He's like,
my next class starts in 4 minutes. I got to get over there.
Yeah.
We got Bunsen burners going today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can see.
Stinks like cigarettes and coffee.
I can see how you'd mean that.
He drives, like, a really small Geo Metro to high school every
day.
Rust
all over it.
You know, he lives with a cat, and that's it. And he's got a black and white TV.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I guess I could see where that
so,
would go down.
So, that being said, you know.
And Trump's like, no, if you want to get a job, you take a shower every day, you put a suit on, and you comb your hair.
Trump's the rich kid.
And you get manicures.
It's the rich kid versus the girl.
You
got to
look like $1 million
if
you want to make $1 million.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And the other guy's like,
uh-huh.
I was thinking, Trump was talking about minimum wage today. He's like, I think it should be, you know, it should be more than $7. I'm thinking to myself, this guy's never seen $7. He doesn't even know what $7 is. Looks like. He's never seen a $5 bill.
Yeah. He's probably a credit guy. He doesn't even carry cash.
He's never seen a $5 bill in his whole life. He doesn't even know they exist.
What is this? Get this
like,
away
they start,
from me.
They started 50, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, well, you think that Trump just like, what if he just like, you were talking to him and he was like, let me get that coffee for you, just pulled out a lot of cash.
It's like $100, right?
That would be amazing.
That's what a cup of coffee costs.
Like, oh, wow.
Well, I would love to see that, you know, where he was like, hey, buy that guy a new suit, and throws a couple $100 at him while he's like walking through the crowd. Now you want him to be like Richie Rich, you know? The guy's like, you suck, Donald. He's like, get lipo, pig head, and throws the guy a couple C-notes or something.
Yeah.
You'd be like, look at this guy. This is amazing, you know?
Well, he claims he's going to be able to fix everything.
Money
so.
Will change everything.
He's like Jimmy Conway. He's kind of got a Jimmy
Conway. From Goodfellas?
Yeah. Like, he's just going to come in and start throwing money around. He's like, you gave the guy who kept the ice war cold $100 for keeping the ice cold.
Bernie, what did I say? Don't buy anything. Don't say anything.
You're right.
Don't say anything, Bernie Sanders.
Leave me alone.
Where does Hillary fit into the mix? Is she like...
Trump is going to chew her face off.
Here's the thing, though. She's kinda...
Or it's all fixed. They're in on it together.
Yeah, who knows?
She's got tough skin because she's had to put up with a lot of stuff.
And don't better.
Well, that's what I'm waiting for.
You know,
Slick Willie
in some deep water.
I'm waiting for, you know, the attacks.
That's the most embarrassing
Donald
position
Trump.
You could be in as a woman is the mate of someone who's a creep.
Now, if you sit back and take a couple steps back from the conversation we're having about, we're talking about ex-presidents of the United States right now. 50 years ago, nobody would sit around and make jokes about old presidents, would they?
Of course they would.
I don't know. Nobody was like, that Eisenhower, boy, you know, he used to like to go to that massage joint over on Milwaukee Avenue.
wait a minute. Hold on. Let's get your...
So did I.
Well,
they
Eisenhower.
Like
oh, yeah, he
would have
been more than 50 years ago. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Eisenhower, the guy from 86? No.
Ron Eisenhower?
Hold on. That's the sad part of the state of our country. I'm sure there's plenty of millennials who are like, Eisenhower?
Yeah, they don't know.
Who would that be?
They don't know.
Right.
Isn't that the expressway in Chicago?
What? There was a different
but they
breed
don't even,
of men back then.
They don't
then
even out. Remember Trump from, like, the 80s with Ivanka or anybody. Like,
right.
You know, like, I remember that, like, this is...
Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Yeah, you know, like,
Robin Leach
is going to be his vice president. How about that?
No, he's going to be the ambassador of foreign affairs for Great
Britain.
I hope Trump's
motorcade...
Like Robin Leach...
Trump's motorcade, if he is president, is made up of all 80s, like, Lincoln Town cars, like they
yeah,
used to be.
Yeah, right.
Sweet.
Like the opening to Live and Die in L.A. where the big motorcade's coming down and they're all driving like sedan DeVilles. I can get into that.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll play a song from To Live and Die in L.A. later on.
No, it's going to be all Rolls Royces.
I never thought in a million years I'd be sitting around on the radio. First of all, I never thought I'd be in the radio. But I never thought I'd be on the radio.
Some people
talking
would argue
about
that we belong.
Donald Trump possibly becoming president of the United States.
Well,
it's
kind of like Richie Rich, you know, the old comic book?
Yeah,
you know,
that's
what it kind of reminds me of.
Totally.
Only the difference between Donald Trump and Richie Rich was that he was fictional, apparently.
This is real.
Somebody drew him.
But
Richie Rich didn't have the nuclear code.
I'll tell you how you can.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how you can become Richie Rich.
Good call. How can you?
You got to eat your McCann's Irish oatmeal.
That's right.
Every day.
Be rich on the inside.
Yeah, that's right.
And then study finance in college.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Or find some buddies in the fintech space, you know.
Big story on 60 Minutes last
Huge
week.
Huge story on the
fintech.
60 Minutes kind of opened my eyes open to what's going on in the technological world
of payments
money.
And money and payments. That's my industry.
Yeah.
That's Payline.
Yeah, I'm starting to understand a lot more of it.
Those are coins.
Nobody understood it. That's funny that interview aired on 60 Minutes about the fintech space,
right,
that I work in when I'm not on the radio. I do work for Payline. It is a payment processor.
Sure.
Okay. And Leslie Stahl did a story on 60 Minutes where she profiled Square, Stripe.
Right.
She profiled the brothers from Stripe, the Collison brothers, who are worth about $1 billion.
And they're from Ireland, yes.
Yeah, they're from Limerick, Ireland.
Yeah.
And they found
25 years old.
Yeah.
Nice.
25 and 27, the two brothers.
One guy's an MIT dropout, the other guy's a Harvard dropout.
Unbelievable. Pretty smart guys, huh?
Yeah.
How dumb were they to drop out, right?
Apparently, though, in the interview with that, they were coders first. But they were in high school, they were writing code.
Most of the guys that make a million at age 25 weren't playing for Les Everett.
No.
Hard! Code hard.
Code hard. That'd be actually a really funny skit. Like, a guy walks into a room with, like, a bunch of nerds. He's like, everybody start coding!
I don't even think I had an email address when I was 25.
No.
Yeah, we had to. Remember we had them at Marquette? Like, marquette.edu.
I never had one.
I had one. I think I opened it once.
I never saw it. Probably had a lot of assignments in there, huh?
No, teachers I don't think were that technologically advanced.
No wonder I got a
2.1. Yeah.
But anyway, the Collison brothers were showcased, and it showcased the fintech payments technology. Essentially, what they're saying is that all these little tech startups are a threat to the future of banks.
All right. Yeah.
And they are, to a certain degree, but they're also doing much better things. I thought that 60 Minutes sort of railroaded the brothers a little bit by saying that the fintech space could potentially be the destruction of hundreds of thousands of jobs inside the banking community.
Just because Leslie Stahl doesn't understand it doesn't mean it's a bad idea.
No, not at all. Hey, you know what? Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back after these short messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 50 dealerships in four states. The Skinny and Hooli Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oaklawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn at 888-809-7851 or online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oak Lawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
And we're back, 1240 a.m. WSBC. This is the Hooli's Hooli, and it's Saturday night. We just finished talking a little about all the Donald and
fintech space. We're talking about 60 Minutes and fintech.
That's right.
The future is what we're talking about.
The future of how your payments will be taken.
The future, all
digitally.
Now I know you could talk about this for hours.
I could,
but you know, we're limited.
But I won't because it's not that entertaining. You know,
actually, it could be entertaining to a lot of people. But
I'm sure Donald will implement that when he's collecting taxes for him. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? I'm going to do it all through Square. I'm just going to take all your taxes through Square.
Wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
Square is an aggregator. Okay.
Yeah.
And they charge a higher percentage because they're an aggregator. And
He'll negotiate.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, there are reasons to, you know, trust your government because I'm looking here on the Huffington Post and.
But can I hear that again?
There are reasons to trust your government.
Yeah, what?
Okay. I'm joking. That's the whole idea of the article. President Obama went to Michigan and he tried the water in Flint. There's like a picture of him drinking the water and somebody asked him a question. Is that the water from Flint, Michigan, you know, Mr. President? Yes, it is.
I would
Come
love it.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's okay to drink it. The president's going to fly here and drink a glass of water. It's all right.
I would love to see Donald do that at his next press conference or debate where he has a water bottle just with Flint written on it. He's just taking big rips off of it.
It's like, this is great.
No.
Yeah.
This water's tremendous.
Yeah, he spits it all over the place. That'd
like He's like a fire dragon just spitting the water everywhere.
Yeah.
He starts melting.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You know what? It's about 6 months too late on the water thing, so good luck.
Now, tax day has come and passed.
Yeah, I know.
Did you file?
Yeah, we're good to go.
So I'm waiting on my tax return.
And I know. It's driving you crazy.
It's driving me absolutely nuts. I made the mistake of counting on, when it's going to come.
Nah, I can't do that.
I don't know why you
Real
would, like,
dumb of me.
I'm like, You're like, it'll be here in 10 days. Has that ever happened in the history of taxes? Do you know anyone that's ever been like, I got it on the day I was supposed to get it?
Yes, no. Me, last year.
Well, then you're one, the only guy I've ever met.
Did you file electronically, Clay?
I don't disclose personal information.
Ah.
Hacking hard, or you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Code hard.
Code hard.
Code hard. Is
hack
right.
Hard. That hack sounds hard. Different. That could mean a lot of things.
Code hard. Live or die by coding.
Mm-hmm. It's like a movie, and it's like a bunch of...
That's what the people back in Ireland are probably saying about those two brothers. They made it, but they were coding. They were coding the whole time. They thought they were messing around, sitting around doing nothing. They were coding.
Yeah.
It must have been coding 2-3 hours a night. All these codes, getting them rich now.
I said, you know, it's funny. I was watching E.T. with my daughter recently. Do you remember when E.T. takes the...
One of my all-time favorite movies.
It's a fantastic film.
It's beautiful.
Do you remember the scene where he? It's not an etch-a-sketch, but I forget what it's called now. But it used to. It's like a spelling thing that you used to learn spelling on. And we go
sure.
It's like a spelling word calculator.
Yep.
And he takes it apart.
Yeah, and he builds a thing and he goes in the woods.
Spell. It's called the speaking spell. Thank you, Mike. And he goes to the woods, and he builds like a radio to. Sort of let them know that he, you know, phone home.
Yeah, it's going.
Phone and home.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I said, my daughter's watching it with me, and, you know, she goes, what's he doing?
Uh-huh.
And when he was, like, putting the rake, and, like, he cut it open, and, like, put this rake on the inside of it.
Uh-huh.
That's what I said. I go, he's coding.
He puts a rake on, like, a record player.
That's what it said in the script. In this part, E.T. codes.
He does, but they didn't know what it meant back then.
Greatest coder that ever lived. That guy was talking to somebody in outer space.
There's about a billion ETs now. They live in Logan Square.
What?
The hipsters, they're all ETs now.
They're all ETs? Extraterrestrials?
Yeah, they all have those bikes with the real giant.
Listen, all of you people who destroyed my rally at UIC, you all look like ET.
Oh, wow.
Now vote for me.
Now listen, I want to apologize.
I want to apologize about everything I ever said. That's what he's going to have to say eventually.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to him.
Yeah. We got to get off the Donald. I feel like people don't want to hear about
it. I mean, it's an amazing thing. It's a historical thing that's happened.
I am fascinated by it.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Ghostbusters trailer has been released.
Saw it.
More importantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Saw it.
And here's a little tidbit about it. I saw it too. It's the most disliked video on YouTube right now.
Beautiful.
Did you know that? Because of the first 30 million views, 600,000 people disliked the trailer.
That's great.
I could have told you that was going to happen.
Ah, yeah. Well, you know.
You know what?
Trying to recreate
a cult. You mess with a brand like that.
Don't mess with what's not broken.
That's right.
Why? Why can't you just come up with something else?
I don't know.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like taking a beautiful car and just hacking it up to pieces.
Putting a spoiler on it.
Yeah, putting all sorts of stupid stuff on it you don't need.
Yeah. Too many bumper stickers.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's ruined.
Exactly.
Hollywood should know you don't send a woman to do a man's job.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
It's got nothing to do with that.
Well.
They just picked the wrong.
That's, I guarantee that the 600,000 dislikes are disgruntled dudes. There's like no chicks out there that were like, that sucked. Dislike.
Yeah, they are.
I'm
sure
there
time,
are.
Do you take the time out like when you watch a video to hit like or dislike on YouTube?
Yes, I do actually.
Sometimes
I make comments too.
Are you one of those guys? You're a troll?
Yeah, no, but I make like no, I do it as myself.
Hey, I'm a troll. Like
hey,
a good
I was doing
one,
some trolling.
I'm a professional troll. I used to code, now I'm a troll. no, but I watch a lot of like art videos, like how to or other artists, and I'll comment saying that it was amazing or
happy
whatever.
Trees, that kind of stuff.
I love Bob Ross. Bob Ross is kind of like a second father to me. He is. It's one thing to paint a picture in 30 minutes that he does. It's another thing to do it with a squirrel on your shoulder.
Yeah, he did have a squirrel on his shoulder?
He had all sorts of wild creatures.
He was like St. Francis
of
Assisi. Just painting away.
With an afro.
Yeah. Bob Ross, he was on
Channel 20. Still is.
I thought it was PBS.
WYCC, yeah. I believe Channel 20.
It's currently being recorded on my DVR.
Is he really? You're still watching Bob, huh?
Yeah. I fall asleep to it.
Maybe he'll paint a picture of Trump one of these days.
Well, he's been dead for 30 years, so I don't think he's going to get
Mount
around
Trump
to it.
More.
There's people that DVR Bob
Maybe
Ross.
I'll paint a picture of Trump. I'm
like,
one of
they're
them.
They're like, hey, put the DVR for Bob Ross.
Kids,
I got to watch that tomorrow.
Kids, did you watch Bob today? Did you see that picture of the meadow? It was amazing.
Yeah. You know, my wife a couple weeks ago, this is on like a sadder note, she got called into work at O'Sullivan's abruptly.
Yeah.
Because our friend Lisa Pesquezzi was tending bar.
Sure.
And Lisa's wife had called the bar manager.
Lisa's wife?
I'm sorry, Lisa's husband.
Yeah.
Could have been Lisa's wife. Hey, now.
Yeah. I know she's married with children.
But her husband called the bar and he said, hey, listen, one of her friends just died unexpectedly. I don't want her to find out from somebody at the bar. Can you go in and cover her and I'll go pick her up and tell her, right?
Oh, he asked Haley to do this?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, he asked the bar manager and then the bar manager called Haley.
Sure, come in.
I was like, what is this? At first I was like, this is just Haley's way of trying to get out of the house.
It's a con.
Yeah. I go, really? I hope, you know, well, that's terrible, but you're questioning it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, it was only because I knew she was like, I had been out the night before and I was like, all right, go ahead. Anyway, turns out the woman who did pass away, was a woman from Oak Park, who Michelle McNamara, 46 years old.
Oh, I heard about this. Yes.
The wife of Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm stunned to find that out. I know that his wife, she came from Oak Park. She worked in the comedy scene a bit here in Chicago and then became a screenwriter in L.A. And then she's got another. Her nephew is also a comedian, Tommy McNamara.
Okay.
Went to Loyola.
Okay.
But my condolences go out to the McNamaras and Patton Oswalt.
Sure.
Very weird and strange, right?
Yeah.
Very sad. But he wrote a very amazing tribute to her, if you look it up
online.
I heard
about that.
So I'd encourage our listeners to read that.
Do so.
If you want to get choked up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, okay. Yeah.
But, you know, it's such as life, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
I'm going through celebrity news, and that's one thing I see, and I'm like, oh, there's an Oak Park connection, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Was she sick, or was it just a sudden thing?
No, it was just like a sudden thing.
Hmm.
And I hope that's how I go someday, you know?
Just a sudden thing?
Yeah. You don't want to, I just want to,
I just want to go like zap. Yeah, that's what I want. Or
be
my
careful
sleep,
what you wish for.
That's true.
Sudden thing could be, you know, 14 gunshot wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I didn't know that.
In Chicago, that's not.
I didn't know
your
that.
Your chances are going up.
Yeah. The big thing in pop culture this week was the Met.
Yeah.
What's everybody wearing at the Met?
Man, gang, gang. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Who cares?
Honey, I'm wearing white jeans to the Met.
That's what I'd wear.
White jeans?
You know what I'd wear to if I ever get to go? White jeans and the white leather jacket that Axl Rose wore during one of his concerts.
What does it matter to you?
That's what I did on the
You
got to
wear it well. You got to give these mother effers hell.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's just, it's nonsense.
I wore white
Madonna
jeans.
Madonna apparently wore like some scantily clad outfit.
Oh, what a shocker. Madonna goes dressed as Ellen DeGeneres.
Now it's not appropriate for
what
a woman
is she,
of 70? Her age. Well, here's what I don't get.
Yeah.
We're coming out and they're saying it's not
she
appropriate
is, right?
of a woman
but
of
she's like ripped.
She's not 70.
Like, that's the weirdest thing.
Madonna's
when you see
like
a really ripped, like,
she eats food
older
that
woman.
It's not even accessible.
And Madonna's not even 60 yet, all right? So she's 70.
All those celebrities, they have like food that we're not allowed to eat.
But here's the funny thing. I think it's so
it hasn't been sprayed yet.
Like, give me my banana.
I'll have a Monsanto free.
But it's
orange.
So funny that how pop culture has changed. And as you age now, Madonna's always been known for doing outlandish things.
Right.
And now she wears something, you know, to the Met, and people are like, inappropriate and uncalled for. Inappropriate and uncalled for. Has anybody watched the television and listened to the radio lately? It's like,
anyone seen like
what?
Have you seen like a virgin video? Mm-hmm. Like, watch that.
The deficit
like,
in
I was
this
born
country
in,
is inappropriate.
Like, now it's like,
I was born in 1995. I don't have time for that.
Yeah, I don't. It'd be like, it's something. It's like yelling at like. Can you imagine now a flea from Motley Crue? Red Hot Chili Peppers like walked into the Met with like a sock over his genitals, and they'd be like, so inappropriate.
No,
like,
they wouldn't. They'd say. Amazing.
No, they call the police.
I don't know. Who knows?
The world's soft.
It's so out of control.
It is.
The world is soft.
Yeah. But, Pat, you said you had a song you were going to play for us, huh?
I was going to play a song. I want to put a little bit of money in everybody's pocket when I become president.
How are you going to do that?
It's my goal.
Yeah.
How I'm going to do that is irrelevant. People, it's totally irrelevant. When I was building things, people said, how are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? I don't know yet.
Yeah. Basically, you go to sleep.
I
got
to look
up.
Back. I got to talk to the guys who make the brick, and then I got to talk to the people who are going to give me the mortgage. But anyway,
I want to put money in your pocket. You know why? Because money changes everything. Just ask Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, welcome back, Saturday Night. Money changes everything.
That's
Cyndi Lauper off of She's So Unusual.
Yeah.
Cindy. I've always been a big Cindy Lauper fan.
Did you always want to do that? This is from Cindy Lauper. She's so unusual.
When I used to hear Cindy Lauper songs, I always heard of like Casey Kasem or somebody like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's Cindy Lauper. Was she so unusual?
Uh-huh.
That sounds nothing like Casey Kasem.
That was more Dick Biondi.
No, Biondi's a little down here. He's like Randy Rafferty.
Yeah.
Haven't heard Randy in a while. Yeah.
No. I just hope he's doing good.
He'll be around.
I heard he's selling life insurance now.
Is he?
Yep.
He'll be around later on this summer.
Yeah, we'll have him back on the show.
He's selling motor scooters this summer.
Yeah, calling me every other minute.
Sha-na-na-na, hey, goodbye to Johnny Danks. How about that?
Yeah, he's gone. The Sox finally got rid of him.
Bye.
Man, the Cubs and the Sox are so hot, and I think it's helped relieve some of the city's pain as far as the Blackhawks went, you know?
Yeah. The Blackhawks have been totally forgotten.
They have.
Concerned.
Which is kind of nice. I mean, that's actually good for the Hawks. It kind of gives them a little breathing room and allows them to recoup because we all know they're going to be great next year again.
And the Bulls and the Bears.
The Bulls.
Bulls, Bears, Hawks, Bulls. Yeah. Remember that song by Serengeti?
Yep. Hawks, Bulls, Bears.
Ooh.
There you go.
I might play that at the end of the show tonight.
Maybe. I don't know if that's copyrighted or whatever we can do.
You better check for content on that, too.
If there's no swears or anything
like
that.
I don't think there's any swears in that song.
But, yeah, as far as the Sox go, I don't know. We were on our way to the studio. It was Wednesday night. They were 19-9 going for their 20th win, but they were losing in the 7th. Cubs this afternoon, actually.
Wednesday. We do take the show on Wednesday.
They won their 20th ball game. So they are officially
apart.
They're a game apart, yeah.
Who'd have thought? I mean, even the Cubs, that's an amazing rocket start.
I know.
Sox as well. I
would not have thought that both these teams would be that good. So
I think the Sox are using the Cubs last season as fuel to be like, all right, we got to get our act together.
I think the Sox just made a lot of good offseason moves.
Yeah, they made a lot of good moves.
Plus, they were not being talked about last year at all. It was the Cubs this, Cubs that. That's got to get to you as a player.
It's the defense. The Sox play amazing.
No, they can play defense. They can play defense. That wasn't there last year.
And
they can hit
a hot corner. Yeah.
If you can't score, you can't win.
It's true.
It's true.
But you got to play defense. Thank you, Bernie.
That wasn't Bernie.
Oh.
That was Chaz Palminteri.
It was Coach Palminteri.
Yeah, Coach.
Who was Justin Town recently? Did you see that?
I did not. I'd love to meet him, though.
Chaz Palminteri.
He's got his own vodka. He's got vodka.
Bivy vodka. Sharon Olive.
Is that what you do when you just get bored and famous?
No.
I don't know.
They're doing Chaz Palminteri. He went on the Roe and So-and-So show on GN.
Uh-huh.
He was also on Doll. The other day,
was
as well.
He? Oh.
Yeah,
but he had some pretty good PR going.
He came in to go to Brando's in the loop there,
right
by the Monandac on Dearborn,
mm-hmm.
by the Monandac building, and then he was going to be out in Downers Grove at the opening. I forget the name of the place now.
Yeah, it was some like the opening of a new speakeasy.
But he's got a vodka called Bivy Vodka. Our friend Sean Fagan is working with him on that a little bit.
Yeah. Nice.
Sean called me up. He was like, Chaz wants to meet you, wants to talk about Bivy. And I was like, come on, are you kidding me? What are we going to do?
Let's get him over here.
So this is step one of talking about Bivy vodka.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about it again.
It's Sicilian vodka from Sicily.
Uh-huh. But now, this is an Irish radio show. So
I know.
Okay.
But I'm trying to do my Chaz right now.
Okay,
this is a
do
show
it.
That...
But you don't think Irish people eat, Irish people don't eat spaghetti.
Right.
Yeah. They're going to try
You know,
the
enough
Bivy.
With the borders. You know, let's just all be one.
Thank
all right?
you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Know. Here's the thing, everybody, and this is no disrespect towards the guys.
Enough with the borders.
Enough with the borders, except for the ones I create.
How come everybody feels like they can have their own liquor? Like you just said, I'm like every week now. Obviously, I sell it for a living, but it's like, you know, I get an email. A supplier has added that the new Tupac wine will be coming out.
It's gonna sell, dude.
So it's like, I'm just, you know, it's like I'm going into accounts. I'm like. This is called the Cabernet from Compton. It has a varietal blend of these kind of grapes. It's just like, my head's going to explode.
Hey, we got doggy style Pinot Noir in aisle 9. Snoop Dogg.
And Bob Saget spritzers.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Saget spritzers?
So, yeah.
The Bob Saget spritzer.
My son was so hammered last that he drank all our Saget spritzers.
I don't know. Celebrities, I know it's great that everybody feels like they can get into the spirits business, but... Be smart about it.
Just don't even bother.
Realize. I think Chaz is being smart about it.
You know what?
I think Chaz
is being smart about it, but he should have gone on the wine. He's more of a wine guy. He seems like a
wine guy. No, everybody does wine. That's why I think he did it. The reason he said that he did it was he met Frank Sinatra once, right? And
yeah.
Said Frank was drinking a martini, and he had a few olives in it. And Chaz was having a Diet Coke or something. But he took the stick of olives out of the martini, and he gave Chaz, and he said, have an olive, you know? Chaz had an olive, and Sinatra had the other end, the other olive. And they chewed it, and they hugged, and they kissed. And Frank said, share an olive, friend for life. You know?
Okay.
Something like that, right?
Something like that, right? You mean kind of like
so
extending an olive branch?
So that's what Bivy Vodka's all about. Share an olive, friend for life.
No,
Bivy.
He said, someday you'll create a vodka, Chaz.
Right?
I want you to call
many
it
years
Bivy.
From now.
Bronx Tale is one of the greatest films of my generation growing up. The working man is not a sucker.
It's true.
Yeah.
Mr. Trump. The working man is not
right.
a sucker.
That's right. Don't we have a, isn't there a segment that we're supposed to be going into pretty soon?
Yeah, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we have a new segment on the program. He's going to be here to tell us all about his heartache. We'll be back with Mr. Lonely after these messages.
A vending machine? Sure. A parking meter? Okay. A slot machine? That's kind of the point. There are some machines that you have to pay to use. An ATM shouldn't be one of them. With total access checking from your Wintrust Community Bank, every ATM nationwide is free, even ones outside the network. With the fees you'll save, go on, buy a candy bar from that vending machine. Get our total access special offer at wintrust.com/TAC. Members FDIC, equal housing lender.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. 15 members of the family still work together every day. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. They're price competitive, and you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your garbage is our bread and butter. Call Brian Flood today at 773-626-5800 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Yeah, we're back.
It's time.
It's time. It's 12:40 a.m. WSBC. This is our segment with Dr. Lonely. I flubbed it there at the top. Dr. Lonely, thank you for being on the program.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Now, we decided to bring you on because, first of all, you've emailed us that you're very lonely. And we want to find
out.
Been
a lonely soul my whole life.
We want to find out why. You're going to be sort of our romantic
expert
on the program.
Oh, I kind of pride myself in that. Thank you.
You do. Longest relationship you've ever had, Dr. Lonely?
It depends. I mean, relationships, how do you define a relationship these days?
Boy, this is going to be a long sketch here. Dr. Lonely.
Imaginary people don't count.
Someone that
real,
I love?
Real
friendship?
People.
What?
A cat?
Love, right?
Sure.
2.5 years.
2.5 years, longest relationship you've ever been in, right?
2.5 years.
Best, and you care to share a little bit about that relationship, where you guys met, how you can give a little advice to the public, how they can obtain a relationship of 2.5 years?
Because that's such a benchmark.
Right, Mr. Lonely?
2.5 years
Lonely,
is hard.
Pardon me.
2.5 years is hard.
I know.
And people get lonely very quickly.
I know. I have a 2.5-year-old kid.
Yeah. And you're getting lonely, aren't you, Clay? Are you
nope.
lonely yet?
Far from it.
We met at the Taste of Chicago about 3 years ago.
I would love some.
Yes, but the reason this I am lonely is because it's been 6 months. But yeah, 2 and 3 years ago at the Taste of Chicago.
So were you a doctor before you were lonely?
Some people have called me a doctor of many things. I mean, am I a licensed doctor? Or am I recognized in the medical field? No.
Did you go to medical school?
No, I did not.
But you're just an expert, so you call yourself a doctor. That's fine with us.
Yes, yeah. I do call myself a doctor.
That's all I want to know. That's it.
I'm a doctor.
That's what it said in the email.
That's fine. That's all the proof I need.
I have a love segment, Dr. Lonely. Can
if
you
you've typed doctor,
yeah,
I consider you a doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Well, doctor, any love advice for people coming up in this summer season about how they can hook up?
Wear some nice cologne.
Wear a nice cologne.
Or perfume.
Do you have a preference?
Oh, there's all kinds. I like the Issey-Miyake.
Issey-Miyake
I like
is nice.
Cool water. I know it's a throwback, but it's good. I saw a guy. I smelled a guy the other day. Was wearing it was excellent.
You smelled a guy the other day.
I was at a Walgreens and I said, "Are you wearing Cool Water?" And he said, "Yes, I am." And I said, "That's great."
And then he said, "Get away from me."
Yeah, that's why you're lonely, pal. You're calling other men's cologne.
I made this mistake. I put cologne in my shoes.
Yeah, you know? You can't do that. I'll make them stink.
I was single for 5 years while I did that.
Yeah.
Mr. Lonely, where'd you grow up? I'm sorry, doctor. Where'd you grow up?
I'm from Niles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Lovely town.
Niles, Illinois.
Did you go to high school in Niles, too?
I went to Niles West.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks.
And what do you do now when you're not giving relationship advice?
I'm a blogger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A vlogger or a blogger?
A blogger.
Say that one more time.
A blogger.
A blogger. That's with a B, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And what do you blog about love then, huh?
Lack of love.
It's more or less lack of love these days. I mean, I've blogged about all things my lifetime, but as of recently, it's been frustrating and saddening. So, yes, I've been lonely. Well, I'm a doctor of this.
Mm-hmm.
So if you find someone, then your image of Dr. Lonely goes away. Now you're Dr. Relationship Man.
I'm a doctor of many things, yes, whatever I feel like at the moment. That's what the power of
your power is in your loneliness. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
So embrace it.
Yes.
Dr. Lonely, I've noticed that your right hand is a lot stronger than your left. Can you elaborate a little bit about why that is?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh.
I mean, because I'm holding the pen in my right hand?
Yeah, well, you're like the Bob Dole of love advice.
This is why I've talked about being a blogger, because, you know, the pen or typically the keyboard is mightier than the sword.
Your keyboard is your best friend.
Maybe that's...
Doing a lot of typing these days, aren't you?
You can get very... You do a lot of typing when you're lonely, yes.
Not so much coding.
Yeah, you're...
No coding.
Yeah, you're doing... Okay. All right.
Now, Mr. Lonely, I was going to... Dr. Lonely. Calling the guy Mr. Lonely. I am apologizing here, doctor.
Come back.
It's understandable.
He might not ever be invited
back. Maybe I won't. How come I can't come back?
Because you're not giving me any substance here, Mr. Lonely. Dr. Lonely.
Mr. Lonely.
What makes you... Are you lonely? Are there things that make you lonely? I said that I was lonely.
We're married with kids. We would crave loneliness. We would love to be alone.
Yeah, I go to... me time, I call that.
Sometimes I drive into the woods as far as I can just to sit.
Sometimes I just go to the Sparrow at North Riverside Mall by myself.
I go to Baki.
And watch the
I go to Baki on Chicago and Western and sit there, eat a big slice of pizza like a savage.
Yeah. What do you do when you're lonely, Mr. or Dr. Lonely?
Oh, gosh. Everything from... I play crosswords. I watch a lot of TV.
I thought you were about to say you play lacrosse.
I did.
That would have thrown me for a loop.
I played lacrosse in the late 80s. Yeah.
What are you doing when you're lonely? Play lacrosse?
In the late 80s. I stunk at it, though.
All-American.
I stunk at it.
You stunk at lacrosse?
Yeah. No, yeah. Didn't work out for me.
So you played
lacrosse.
I get lacrosse.
The lacrosse stick out. I go to the park. I toss the ball around for a little bit.
So notes to anybody who doesn't want to be lonely. Don't play lacrosse and don't wear Cool Water.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
What do you think of this, Dr. Lonely? What do you think of this, like, sort of hipster look these days? Is that attracting the opposite sex, or do you think it's better off to be clean shaven and kind of clean cut?
I think it's, you know, obviously everyone's prerogative, but I would go towards the clean shaven look. That's why I thought that guy smelled so nice. It was wearing the Cool Water.
Yeah,
it was kind of clean cut. You know, I don't want to smell some patchouli oil, but everybody has their own medicine for the way that they think are going to attract people.
Now, so your first relationship resulted in a 2.5-year affair after a big rendezvous at the Taste of Chicago.
Right.
Maybe Rib Fest this year. Something might work out. What do you
think? It's not a bad idea. Go and check out Naperville's Rib Fest. Or maybe I think there's one in Forest Park, too. Yeah.
It's Rib Fest all over the joint.
Yeah.
And maybe that'll work out for you.
I have a feeling this summer's your summer.
Me too.
It'd be great.
Find love.
I don't know. Yeah, and just all these
You'll
different
cease to be lonely.
All these different dating websites are just, you know.
You know what we'll call you? We'll call you Mr. Love.
Talk a little bit about that.
What do you want to call me?
When you find love, we'll call you Mr. Love.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks.
Not Dr. Love, though.
I think there already is a Dr. Love.
Oh, okay. Then that works out.
Dr. Lonely, you had me at hello.
Oh, great. Thanks.
I'm racking my brain trying to think of something to ask you now.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to ask me something about
the online dating.
Online dating, yeah.
Thank you. Best sort of web app to start looking around? I mean, you got any advice for us out here?
Well, there's Match, and there's eHarmony, and there's Catholic Match, and there's Christian Mingle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of fish.
What about that Tinder thing?
There is Tinder. I'm not on the Tinder. I think I should probably try that one. I think maybe the reason I'm so lonely is because I'm on more of the serious dating sites.
Oh.
And I think that, I don't know, I'm just finding that people aren't into blackers.
Like Wall Street singles? And
no. It's
are you Skyping with these people?
No, I don't Skype with them. No, no. The scary thing about the dating sites is that so many people think that, like, I mean, do you know what catfishes are? Like, how people catfish?
Yeah.
No, tell me a little bit about that.
It's where, like, people pretend to be profiles and they're not really them. So I, like,
oh, yeah.
I'm so
trolls.
Afraid.
Yeah, same idea.
Well,
right?
They're not necessarily trolls.
They're catfish. All right, fine.
Well, they could look like a troll. I don't want anybody to look
like
a
troll.
There
you go. Hey.
Right.
And I think that my advice towards people that are lonely is don't trust catfishes and go out there and.
Don't trust the catfish. How the hell am I supposed to be knowing that?
A catfish is kind of a term in society now where.
Cyber society.
Cyber society.
Say that 25 times.
Cyber society, cyber society, cyber society, cyber society.
There you go.
Step five.
Yeah, you have 20
Thanks.
More.
So what it's a term where people, if they're like, you know, and they're...
Doc.
Yeah.
You just explained this.
Yeah, you did,
It's
doctor.
A fake person. Don't
it's
fall
fake
for
person.
The fakies.
Right. Okay, I thought.
Just
okay,
say
good.
Don't fall for the fakies.
Okay. Don't fall for the fakies. That's right.
Fakies.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what do you got on deck this weekend? You going to be looking for people to hang with?
I'm definitely cool. I'm always down for that. But nobody seems to be emailing me or contacting me. Nobody calls me. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of lonely. I mean, I was thought maybe you should give me some suggestions on, other than dating websites and maybe going to Ribfest, how can I go out? I mean, how can I go out and meet some people?
Stop getting on those sites and go out there and, you know.
Mingle.
You got any talents, Mr. Dr. Lonely?
Can you juggle?
I, you know, no. I've always admired a guy. I had a friend that was a world-renowned whistler.
Yes.
And I could never do anything next to it. I could never get there.
Yeah, yeah, probably
you know
not.
What? That might be a skill for you to learn. You could whistle for people.
I got
you
a little
can
bit
whistle
of,
your way into love.
Well, I
got
a little
yeah,
bit
got
of a speech impediment sometimes.
Yeah.
Can I talk really fast?
Yeah.
So I think the whistling thing, I mean, I'll try. I can go home and practice. I'll be Babe, lonely. I'll be by myself. So
this
I'm
is what you
to
do.
There's
walk,
nothing better to do when you're alone.
Just
yeah.
walk
than
up
whistle.
To pretty girls and just give them a hug.
Yeah.
Try that for a day. See what happens.
Okay. But I don't want to get arrested.
You won't.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
Well, okay. Mr. Lonely, thank you for
hey,
a whole lot of nothing.
Hey, I'll see you guys soon. Yeah, maybe I'll check out some of those Rip Fests, like you guys said. And I'll, you know, hopefully I'm not lonely next time, and you guys can call me Doc or something else. But mm-hmm.
I'll call you something else.
I think you catfished this entire interview, pal.
You kind of look like a catfish.
I didn't. The picture you had in the interview, you looked like a
right?
doctor.
You had a white.
Oh, because
like
I'm not wearing my scrubs?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
All right, well, yeah. Dr. Lonely, thanks for being on the program. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be after. We'll be lonely after the while you're listening to this commercial.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend who's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Come into my office, Mr. Finnegan. How can I help you?
Doctor, you got to help me. I'm having panic attacks, terrible anxiety.
You just need some hooliganism.
Hooliganism? What is that, some new medicine?
It's an elixir for what ails you, Mr. Finnegan.
Is it a pill? Do you swallow it?
It'll relax you. Rick Hogan of WGN says it oozes Chicago. He also says it's fantastic.
But what the heck is it?
It's the new book by Mike Houlihan. Everyone's talking about it. Frank West of the Irish American News says it's filled with human warmth and you should read it when you need a good laugh.
Hooliganism, the book. Hey, my wife said you were a doctor.
I am a doctor, and hooliganism is my prescription. The New World said Southsiders rank it up with the Book of Kells.
What about my irregularity?
Read Hooliganism. You'll find it very moving.
Hey, you're not a doctor.
I'm a psychiatrist, Mr. Finnegan, and I can tell what you need is a nice dose of hooliganism.
But my wife said you had her undress and you examined her.
Yes, she appears to be very healthy, Mr. Finnegan. Oh, nurse.
Hooliganism is the new book by Mike Houlihan. You can purchase it online at www.mikehoulihan.com or at any of Chicago's finer Irish gift shops.
Nurse, will the doctor be giving me a prescription for hooliganism?
Do you have insurance, Mr. Finnegan?
I've been hooliganed.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Yeah, 12:40 a.m. We're all back. Right. This is the Hooli's Hooli. It's Saturday night.
Yeah.
Dr. Lonely
was an interesting guy. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Jeez. Real weird. And he stunk and he was unprepared and he had nothing.
You know what I say? I would love to douse him in some fresh wave.
You should.
You know why?
Why?
Because it doesn't matter if you're in the old country with no snakes or the city of big shoulders. We live in a world full of terrible smells like skunks and sports girls and lonely men, baby diapers and cigarette smoke, unshowered CTA riders, and worse. So when the stink gets too strong, turn to the power of Fresh Wave Natural Odor Eliminators. Fresh Wave products eliminate odors without the use of toxic chemicals or masking fragrances. Inside, you'll find just plant oils and water, naturally destroying bad smells at a molecular level. Mm-hmm. Fresh Wave is safe to use anytime, anywhere, on anyone, on any odor imaginable. So ditch those air fresheners full of harsh ingredients and phony floral smells. Choose natural odor eliminators from Fresh Wave. Available at Bed Bath & Beyond, Ace Hardware, Whole Foods, and The Container Store. To learn more about Fresh Wave and to find your nearest Fresh Wave retailer, visit FreshWaveWorks.com today.
That's right. Very good. All right. Fresh Wave, show is sponsored by them, in case you haven't figured that out yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good stuff.
You know, we just had Dr. Lone. We had another guy email us this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's an expert on road rage and all things automotive. Uh-huh. His name is Rick Engine. I'm going to get him in here. Rick, listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Rick Engine's joining us. Hi, Rick. Thanks for being on the program. I understand that you are a road rage expert. Is that right?
That's right.
And what makes you an expert in road rage, sir?
I have it.
All day or what?
Mostly, yes.
Are there specific kinds of drivers, or is it all drivers that instigate it?
Well, it's most, I'd say 97% of people can't drive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an excellent driver.
Now, what are the tips? Now, there's road rage can go too far, right? We've all
of course
seen that happen. And we don't want it to get homicidal.
Keep it internal. Keep it inside the car.
That's what I wanted to ask you
about. Keep it inside your car.
What are the tricks that you do for yourself to be able to expel the rage that you need to expel without hurting anybody?
First and foremost, what can help with my rage is other people doing what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
For example,
yeah,
turn right on a red light.
Uh-huh.
Unless there's a sign that says no turn on red.
Yeah.
If that sign is not there, you're allowed to go right at a red light.
Mm-hmm.
Come to a complete stop and then make the turn.
Yeah.
Another thing, there's these things in the middle of the street. They're like little stop signs, but they have pictures of people in mid-walk on them.
Yeah.
They have a little green neon base. You do not have to stop for those unless there is a person in the street crossing the street.
Yeah.
You can go through it. You don't have to hit your brakes at all. You won't go to jail.
Now, are you a honker? Whoa. Are you a guy who honks a lot? Are you a guy who gives the bird? You like?
Yeah, is there a proper way to give the bird
yelled out?
I keep it all internal.
I had
my horn removed from my car because I used it too much.
Yeah.
What I now have in my car is a series of pads. I have padding in my car. So on my dashboard, I have a big pad, and I punch it as hard as I can.
Yeah.
I have one on my door, and I elbow it.
Yeah.
5-6 times in a row as hard as I can.
Yep.
I have a
what's your wife think of this, Rick? Are you married?
I've been married several times. Yeah. It did not work out.
Now, do you have Rage everywhere you go, or is it only in the cars?
Mostly in the car. I try not to take it home. I try not to take it elsewhere.
They're just screaming in the car all day.
I'm a volleyball coach. I try not to take it on the court, to the tournaments. Yeah. None of that. I leave it in the car.
Volleyball, no kidding.
That's right. Very competitive.
Yeah.
So anyway, I do the pads in the car. Yeah. Another thing I do, I listen to smooth jazz.
While you're bunching stuff?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
Do you gut it through yellow lights?
Yes, I do. Good point, Bill. Another thing. There's the numbers on the sign. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and so forth. Goes to zero.
Right. Yeah.
Then the light turns yellow.
Yeah. Right.
Then the light turns red.
Yeah.
People, don't anticipate your stop due to the numbers. Follow the light. Follow the light. Don't stop when it gets to one.
You know, every single after-death experience I've ever heard of, people always said follow the light, too.
That's right. But you know what? In this instance, it's going to save everyone a lot of time.
Yeah, sure. And if you get T-boned, follow the light.
Follow the light. Follow the flashing lights to the hospital.
How many times do you find that every time you're in your car, there is an incidence of rage?
I mean,
is there ever a time where you're not driving where you don't want to, like, punch the dashboard?
No.
Wow.
Even if I'm going from my house to Walgreens, which is a block and a half away.
Have you met Dr. Lonely in the green room before?
I did. I asked him what kind of car he drove.
Yeah.
He said a Prius.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked him to please sit as far away from me as possible.
Right.
Because most of the culprits drive such car.
Now, there's one thing that you guys share in common.
What is this?
You guys have the same writers.
We do.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Rick, thank you so much for being on the program.
My pleasure.
It's Road Rage, Rick Engine. We might have him back soon.
Oh, yeah. Can't drive 55,
that's
huh?
Right, is that Hager?
Yeah,
it's Taylor. Is that Hager or Hager?
Tagger, like the shorts.
Sammy Hager.
You know who's good? That Sammy Hager.
Sam Hager's real good. Makes khakis, rock and roll.
Yeah. I like that Sammy Hager guy.
Hey, you guys got any events that you need to plug coming up? We're coming up about 3 minutes to go on the show here.
No, nothing I've seen up there. I will tell you it's Saturday night. If you're out and about in the Rosemont neighborhood, you can go see Pat McGann over at Zany's.
There is Irish Fest at Gaelic Park, man. Everybody knows about that. That's coming up. That'll be Labor Day week. No, Memorial Day weekend. Labor Day. Memorial Day.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's already 1 week into
It's flying by.
Yeah. Hey, everybody out there listening, wish your mom a happy Mother's Day on behalf of the Hoolies.
And your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wish your wife a happy Hoolies Day.
Do it.
Sure. Do we want to
turn on some Sammy?
Do we want to play that song? Don't forget that after the show, please turn into the Crack with Cooney and Keen.
That's right.
That'll be at the that's on.
They tape at the Irish American Heritage Center.
Yeah, so go see them at the Irish American Heritage Center on Thursday nights live around 7 o'clock.
And yep.
Then stick around for the session in the Fifth Province Bar.
Good stuff.
Would you say you wanted to ask?
Did you want to play that song? Or?
Yeah, you're the one who found it. Why don't you introduce?
Do you have it queued up or no?
Oh yeah, I do. Here, hold on.
Who are they? Yeah, so there's this band, and you know, one of the things we were talking about recently is that we need to start playing some more new Irish bands. So there's a band that's featured in the Irish American News called Walking on Cars. They're going to be playing at Subterranean on May 22nd, and they, you know, they've had a bunch of number one songs. They've had on the BBC radio. They've had this number one song off their new album. And I'm trying to look for the name of it.
That's pretty big.
The name of the album or the name of the song?
The name of the song.
It's called Speeding Cars.
Speeding Cars.
Oh, how appropriate. We just had Rick Engine.
Exactly.
Hey,
yeah.
First Pete, now repeat.
Yeah, so let's listen to their new single, Speeding Cars.
It's Walking on Cars is the name of the group.
It's from their debut album, Everything This Way.
Yeah, here we go. Here's Speeding Cars.
So if I stand in front of a speeding car, would you tell me who you are, or what you like, what's on your mind if I get it right? I will love that no one knows, and this secret's all that we've got so far. The demons in the dark lie again, play pretends like it never ends. This way no one has to know. Even a half smile would help slow down the time. If I could call you half mine, maybe this is the safest way to go. We're singing hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. This
is the safest way to go. Nobody gets hurt. We're singing. You go back to him and then I'll go back to her. So if I stand in front of a speeding car, would you give your little heart? Say the word, I'll do it too. Just me and you, this way everyone will know. Cause this secret's all that we've got so far.